Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, Daisy the Great, and record player, also heard from Altego and Bling Bling, started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on this TGI Friday. Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with you, and we have Ranger Kate with us, our favorite ranger.
Howdy, y'all.
It's another edition of Ranger Talk, sponsored by the Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right, how have you been?
Been doing all right. I got my eyes shot with lasers and got LASIK, so that was interesting.
That's why you've been looking at us like this all day.
So
yeah, her eyeballs are like
see.
Her eyeballs are like extra big, and one's looking at you, one's looking for you. So I'm sure they'll come together, right?
Oh gosh, that's terrifying.
No, that's fantastic. Has the blurriness gone away?
Oh, or? Yeah.
Yeah?
I've got crisp vision. I feel like an eagle every day, and I keep weirding myself out. I'm like, oh, I'm not wearing my glasses. This is weird.
That's fantastic. All right, well, Ranger Cade is from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. And what are some of the latest updates going on over there?
Well, we got a couple of things going on. First and foremost, whether it's at the monument or just right now around Arizona, go outside because the saguaros are crowning and getting beautiful flowers all over them. It's a beautiful time right now in the Sonoran Desert, so get out there and check it out.
Oh, absolutely. And the Palo Verdes,
beautiful. Yeah, I've been admiring them all day long.
It's fantastic. You know,
The Ajo Mountain Drive is open right now, so we're really excited about that as well. It's like construction is done.
Yeah.
So come on down and drive it. It's beautiful right now with all the saguaros crowning.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Conservation Corps came back to the park. They were the ones who helped with the abandoned mineral land surveys a couple podcasts ago.
Right.
And they're actually back now helping pulling invasive plants like bufflegrass and stinknet. I wanted to call it stinkweed there for a second. Stinknet. So we're really excited to have them back and thankful that they're helping out.
Awesome.
We have a new WNPA store manager, so we're really excited to welcome Maria to the Oregon Pipe Cactus. We're super excited about that.
All right.
And then if anyone is looking for a job, we have an administrative support assistant. It's the GS-0607, and that's open and available, so doing kind of admin work. So if you look, like working in beautiful places and know a little bit of admin skills, come on down. The job is open until May 16th, and it is on usajobs.gov, so just go on and apply.
All right. Well, fantastic. All right, and on this edition, we're going to be talking about night skies.
The terrifying night skies.
The terrifying night skies.
That's really dark.
Dark skies. Well, it says, I was looking at night skies. Dark skies, of course. You do. Both. You see those at night.
Yeah.
Really?
How about the dark skies during the day? No, that doesn't work. All right,
that's like a tornado.
Well, very true. Yeah. All right, we're going to get into that here in the next break, so stick around as we have lots of Ranger Talk coming up for you for this TGI Friday. Here's Macklemore. It's Good Old Days. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, Harrison there, Que Bonito. There you go. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk because it is second Friday of the month. So we have Ranger Kate in from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right. And we're talking dark skies.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you to kind of get our minds into this topic. What's a favorite memory that you have under a night sky?
Under a night sky. Favorite memory. Well, I love sci-fi. So I love looking at the stars, but I guess my favorite memory would be anytime I go out of town for an extended period of time. That's what my other job required me to do sometimes, and I'd be gone like 2-3 months, and then I'd be talking with Rebecca on the phone and have her go outside and look at the moon, and she would look at the moon at the same time in Arizona while like I was in Florida looking at the moon.
Aww.
So you can kind of focus on the same thing. And I'm sure a lot of people have done that. I know it's maybe kind of cheesy, but it's just kind of cool.
It's perfect.
I mean, it's great when you can focus. I can't say, I couldn't be like, hey, look at the North Star. Because then you go, oh, what? The moon. It's a little bit.
Much easier to find.
It stands out just a little bit more. You know, check out Mercury right now. There you go.
Well, beautiful. Yeah, and that's. It connects people. That's one of the many reasons we value the night sky. I thought I would share a personal story of how I even became a ranger.
Oh,
and it's because of the night sky.
Wow.
So to give you a little background, before I turned 30, I'm 35, if everyone needs to know. but before I was 30, I'd never been hiking or camping in my life. That was not something my family ever did.
Really?
And when I turned 30, I'm like, I know nothing about the country except, like, Idaho has potatoes. That's, like, all I know. so I'm going to go on a cross-country road trip. And I did. And, of course, like, I didn't even really know what national parks were at that point in time. And I wound up discovering them. But I still remember the night that I discovered the night sky, because I was driving towards towards Bandelier National Park. And I looked up as I was driving, and I, like, was blown out of my mind. And I admit to very poor driving as I swerved off the highway onto the shoulder.
So you don't recommend doing that while driving.
Probably not the best idea. But I would like to state that no one was around, so I swerved onto the shoulder safely and wound up, like, parking there and just staring at the night sky for an hour, because I'd never seen stars. Like, mm-hmm. in a city, you know, you might see, like, three or four stars in the sky
right.
on a lucky night, you know. And as I was staring at the sky, I saw what I thought was smoke. And I'm like, oh, no, something's on fire. And I was really worried. And then the next day, besides Bandelier, I wound up going to Aztec Ruins National Monument. And I brought it up with the ranger there. And they're like, no, that's just the Milky Way. And I'm like, you can see the Milky Way? And, like, my mind was blown. I didn't realize that was something you could see. Mm-hmm. And it's like these discoveries like that are just, you know, they're so substantial to us and humanity as a whole. And it was that moment where I was like, I need to learn more about this world, and ultimately what led to me wanting to become a ranger.
Oh, wow.
So to me, you know, the night sky is probably the thing I treasure the most mm-hmm. out of all these things. And if you ask anybody, you know, that question, you know, what's a favorite memory you have on the night sky, you'll hear so many wonderful stories
mm-hmm.
about that. And there's so many reasons that we value the night sky. I mean, it's cultural. You know, for thousands and thousands of years all across the world, humanity has been looking up at that night sky and seeing those beautiful stars up there. And there's a lot of belief, cultures, and traditions, you know, festivals, music, you know, agriculture, art, even like navigation across the night sky, a lot of science. You know, the universe is, you know, explaining to, like, scientists how it works. It has natural benefits as well. You know, like, nearly half the species on Earth are nocturnal. And a lot of their life, you know, is based around the patterns of light and darkness, how to navigate, how to nest, how to mate, how to hide, you know, cueing behaviors. It's also this really wonderful resource out in the wilderness areas, where you actually have kind of this opportunity to kind of step back into time before there was a lot of light everywhere and actually be able to enjoy that resource, that beautiful night sky. So those are all great reasons why we value it. And there's another reason that we actually kind of forget a little bit about, but that's, it has an economic value as well. There's astrotourism is a really, really big thing. So people coming to different places to use their telescopes, to do stargazing mm-hmm. programs, to go on night walks, or even just to go and admire that beautiful night sky. So it has so, so many values for us. And it's just such a wonderful resource. And we're very lucky here in Ajo to have such a great sky.
Oh yeah.
You can see the constellation. And
yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, being in the city, I've lived in a couple of small towns, but being mostly in the city, and you look up, and yeah, you see.
You don't appreciate
three, four,
it. You don't see it.
You don't really look up too often, because what's the point? You don't really get to see anything other than you kind of notice the moon. But coming out here, and you know, when we have a spa outside, and it's amazing to be able to just watch this and then see the stars come out and then just see them at night. And it's just, it's beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, we love it. So fantastic. All right. More about night skies coming up. And we'll talk about more about the Milky Way and stuff like that. So that's coming up here in just a few, as we continue on in just a few with Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by the Ajo Chamber of Commerce. Right now, it is Jay Balvin. It's Z89.3, Ajo's hit music. Z89.3, Ajo's hit music, Shine Down, and A Symptom of Being Human. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk, because it's second Friday of May, and we're talking dark skies. Ranger Kate, of course, is from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, and Ranger Talk is sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right, so, dark skies.
Dark skies. So, kind of want to go into that a little bit. So just out of curiosity, can you see the Milky Way where you live?
I know we can. I know I've seen it. I've seen it here.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't
Maybe,
seen it?
No, because probably you haven't even paid attention to it, like looking for it or whatever, but you had to point it out to me next time.
Yeah, I've kind of seen like the smoky cloud thing, whatever. So,
it's fascinating.
But I mean, it's not like
at least you knew it was the Milky Way.
it's not like I see it every time I look up, you know, but I know I have seen it. So I'll definitely have to point it out for you, Rebecca. But Rebecca's lived in big cities.
Yeah.
Most of her life. This is like your first time living in a small town in Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you going to see it in New York City? Are you going to see it in Long Island?
No.
Probably not.
You can barely see the sun.
You can barely see the sun.
Well, I mean, think about that. Like in L.A. in 1994 when that earthquake happened, like there was like a mass panic because all of a sudden people could see stars in the Milky Way and they thought something was on fire.
Uh-huh.
So it's, it's like in a city, it's just not something you see.
Right,
and
right.
And so many people are so unfamiliar with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd educate you with some fun statistics because I like my stats.
We love statistics.
About, you know, just how much light pollution affects us.
Okay.
So to give you an idea, 60% of Europeans and 80% of Americans can no longer see the Milky Way on a nightly basis.
Mm.
And in some countries, it's actually imperceivable. And there were a couple of different surveys that kind of showed that, you know, 80% of the world's population now lives under that sky glow. And that sky glow is growing more and more, which means that the chance to actually see the Milky Way is disappearing more and more. And ultimately, the Milky Way is no longer visible to more than one-third of the world's population.
Wow. See, I find that kind of odd because I would figure in Europe, because it's smaller and things are more compact, that I'm surprised that the percentage of Americans is higher here than it is over there. Wow,
well, we got a lot more pollution? You know, more open spaces.
Oh, okay,
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. So, I mean, but is it really such a big deal if we can't see the stars anymore? I mean, is it really hurting anything? I mean, it's not like it's going to help my flowers grow.
maybe it will. You never know. But yeah, it does cause quite a bit of problems. You know, it's, you know, from even 100 years ago, everyone could see the night sky. It wasn't really causing such a big deal, but now there's light kind of everywhere. And that light travels outside of big cities, and it can go over 200 miles away. Like, there's National Park Service sites where that light is just traveling and traveling. Like, I know when I worked at Sequoia, we could see lights from Los Angeles. We could see them from Vegas in the, you know, kind of in the middle of the nowhere in the mountains.
Well, that's so, like here in Tahoe. I can, from at night, I can see off in the distance the lights of Phoenix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anything in that horizontal area over there, if there's stars, I won't be able to see them.
Yeah. And that's what sky glow is. It's just that light being cast into the sky unabated by things like shielding on that light. And sky glow and glare, which is light shining directly in your eye, you know, like your neighbor's porch light, that's just a little too bright.
Right.
Those are both forms of light pollution, and they do cause some different harms. One that we don't tend to think about too much, it's just kind of a general, like, economic, where there's a lot of homes and cities that have a light that isn't really necessary or isn't being used effectively. And there's been some studies, and mind you, the study is from 1991, so it's probably more at this point, where it's, you know, about $2 billion to up to $10 billion could be saved annually if those lights were just directed properly or not there if they weren't necessary. So there's a financial cost to it. But the other thing, too, is, like, it disrupts a lot of ecosystems and wildlife. We've heard about the Florida turtles getting misdirected, and millions of those little turtles get misdirected by lights being cast because they're thinking it's what they're supposed to be going towards instead of, like, the ocean, which is where they're actually supposed to be going.
That's interesting.
A lot of migratory birds follow the stars at night. So they get a little confused as to where they're supposed to be going because they're seeing these flashing things that aren't stars. And unfortunately, every year, millions of birds die by colliding into buildings and towers that are illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
And that can, those lights also can cue birds and other animals as to when to migrate. So it can be a bit of a problem there, too. And, of course, we all know the insect problem where you have that front porch light on and there's like a million bugs out there.
Yeah.
And besides the fact that you have to clean up all the dead bugs.
Right.
You know, that artificial light is fatal to them. They're not going out and doing what they would normally be doing out there because they're attracted by that light. And that when bugs are actually very important to a lot of ecosystems because bigger animals eat those bugs. So they wind up supporting a lot of ecosystems. And when there's a decline in insects, that actually winds up impacting that entire food web. So that can be really, really detrimental. And then there's another thing, too, where, you know, that light affects us as well. Or, you know, our bodies produce melatonin, and there's been several studies showing that blue light really affects us. And that melatonin is really important because it induces sleep. It boosts our immune system. It can help lower cholesterol. And a lot of our organs are relying upon it as well to work well. And so that exposure can cause us a lot of harm. And there's been research studies suggesting that it may increase the risk for things like obesity, sleep disorders, diabetes, cancer. Yeah. Mm. So it's, you know, having sleep and having that dark night is very, very important. And when you have a lot of light shining in all around, it causes a lot of mayhem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So the sky and the moon has to do something with the high tide and the low tide?
Yes.
Because we were in Rocky Point a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, the low tide was like really low. But it was full moon, right? I think it was full moon. Well, I don't know if it has to do with that. I don't know. But
you know, I worked in an ocean park and actually used to pay attention to tides, and now I can't remember which one does which. And I feel ashamed.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. More Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate coming up here in the next hour. So stick around for that. Of course, it's sponsored by Aho Chamber of Commerce. Right now, David Lee Murphy and Everything's Going to Be All Right. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, King and Country, and Relate before that, Louis Capaldi, and Wish You the Best. Started off the 4 o'clock hour musically on this TGI Friday. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
Ranger Kate, it's Ranger Talk. Ranger Kate, of course, is from Oregon Pipe, Cactus National Monument, and Ranger Talk is sponsored by Aho Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking dark skies. We're talking about all sorts of scary things that come out at night. No, I'm just kidding.
Sean comes out at night.
Well, there you go. And bugs flying around. You know, so, I mean, who'd have thought that a porch light could be causing so many problems, right? You know, besides all the bugs, what are the parks doing to preserve the night sky?
We're trying our best. We're doing all sorts of different things. We do a lot of education outreach. And do things like star parties within the parks. So you went to the Loveworks Festival. We had the telescope out there. Mm-hmm. So kind of educating people about the night sky. Because it's, you know, how often do you get to see, like, Jupiter in a telescope, right?
Oh, right.
But it's kind of fun for us because, like, we're used to playing with, like, the telescopes. It's like, oh, Jupiter, whatever. Right. And then people are like, Jupiter! And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember being like that. It's very satisfying.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, it's just wonderful to be able to, like, do that sort of outreach and, like, see people really interacting with the night sky. So that's one of the things that we do. And we're hoping to do more of it down in Oregon Pipe, too, is doing a lot more dark sky programs. And we have telescopes pads in places like Pinkley Peak and in the campground as well. So people, if they have their own telescopes, can pull them on out. And there's a nice little pad for them to set up and view the night sky. So we just installed that last year, which is really cool.
Oh, wow.
And then for us in Oregon Pipe specifically, we actually had a really cool division of the National Park Service come down. There's actually a full team dedicated to studying the night sky, and they are known as the Natural Sounds and Dark Skies Division. Wow. So there's a whole group that focuses on natural sounds and how human impacts and human sounds are kind of playing into this mix, and also studying the dark sky. And it's really cool. In February, this group came down to Oregon Pipe, and they did a bunch of different measurements on, like, the dark sky quality in our park. And they were using all sorts of really cool tools, including a charged coupled device camera, which is a very long word. They call it the CCD camera. But it really takes a series of shots all across the different sky and kind of stitches them together to build, like, a little mosaic. And it kind of shows you what the sky quality is like. And you know, in our sky, we were kind of talking about that light pollution. We can see Phoenix, which is, I think, like 180 kilometers away. We can see Tucson, Sonoyta, of course, Aho within the park. Mm-hmm. So we do have a lot of different light pollution. We can even see bits of Yuma from the park.
Oh, really?
Which is, yeah, it's quite a ways away. So we're getting that light pollution. But we're really proud to say they did all that measurement in all these different places, including, like, Quito Paquito and Armenta Ranch. And they discovered that about 90% of our stars in the park are still visible. So we have a what is considered a really pristine sky, considering all the different sky glow in the areas. And it's our park is one of the places where you can see the Milky Way and something called the zodiacal light, which we just learned about. So we were really excited to like actually tell people about zodiacal light. But it's when the sunlight reflects off scattered dust in space, and it kind of creates this cool little wedge of light kind of like on the horizon. So it's really, really neat to actually be able to see that light. And Oregon Pipe's one of the places, few places in the United States you can see it. So it's really cool. But we're trying to do our best to help protect these pristine skies. So they came down there, did a bunch of measurements, looked at the lighting in our park, kind of looked at the different areas. And they're trying to help work with us because we were hoping that perhaps one day we might be able to become an international dark sky park.
Wow. An international dark sky park.
That's
so that's pretty cool stuff. I mean, and it's and I would figure that Oregon Pipe would have like a really nice sky nearby. I mean, I'm sure there's something affecting it, but is there a reason to do all that with all the stuff that's going on and all that?
There is. That qualification, it really draws people to come out and check out these different places and kind of we've known that different communities, once that happens, get really encouraged to also kind of follow suit and start also doing things like shielding their light to kind of keep things dark, so to help protect that pristine sky. So we're hoping that that's something that can happen. But, of course, that's time will tell.
Right. Absolutely. Time will tell. All right. Coming up here in the next break, we're going to be giving some stargazing tips and what you can do. So stick around for that. It's Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. Right now, it's Taylor Swift, and you need to calm down. Absolutely so. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Fiat there. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking dark skies.
That's never getting old.
All right. So what are some of the things we can do around the home or wherever so we can continue to enjoy the night sky?
Well, there's a couple of things that we can do that are super easy because light pollution is one of the easiest forms of pollution to battle and solve. So one of the big things is just walk around your home and like assess the lighting. Do you really need that light? Can that light be on a timer? Can you just use a motion detector in that area? Or could you just put a shield around it to make sure that the light isn't glaring up? Because the shielding the light is one of the biggest things. Just, you know, stopping the light from going up makes a huge difference in protecting that night sky. You know, spread the word, tell people about it. It's a big thing. And some folks will even set up like little outreach tables, do solar scopes, or just talk about tips on night sky viewing. And then there are also some citizen science projects that if you're really into the night sky and interested in seeing like the impacts of light pollution and bringing public awareness to that, there are some different places like Globe at Night that actually do citizen science. And they actually ask you to like kind of go out there and look at the lights in different places and see what they're doing.
So do you have any, like, pro tips for night sky viewing?
You better believe I do.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
So one of the easiest ways to kind of get into that, if you are interested in going out there and checking out the night sky, you know, going even just to, like, a big open field or a park where there aren't too many lights around is a really easy way to kind of be able to start seeing a lot of different stars. There are a lot of great apps on your phone that are either free or, like, low cost that are fantastic for learning, you know, your constellations, your stars, learning your planets. And they can get really, really in depth. So they're definitely worth checking out. And if you do want to go old school style, you can get sky charts or planispheres, which that sounds really fancy, but it's pretty much just a star chart. And you can just go online. They have ones that you can just download for free and print using your printer and just make one. And it's a really easy way to like learn the stars. Turning your porch light off is a huge one. You know, like don't be that guy who's got like the glaring porch light filled with all the bugs. But yeah, turning the porch light off or like keeping your blinds drawn if you're trying to do night sky viewing or protect that night sky, keeping that light inside is a big thing. And it affects a lot of things. And then another thing too, a lot of people aren't aware of is that the color of your bulbs can make a huge difference in protecting that sky and your eyesight at night. Amber bulbs, red bulbs, a lot of people don't want red bulbs, but you know, gold or amber colors are easier on the eyes and actually help protect your night vision out there versus blue light or white light, which actually detracts from your night vision. It can actually make it a little bit more unsafe, that, you know, that glaring light sort of thing. Your eyes will naturally adapt to the darkness, but if you got white light or blue light shining in your eyes, you're they're not going to do that. Right. So if you're star viewing, having like a nice little red light can really make a big difference, and it will protect your night vision, which is huge.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, just go out there and enjoy the night sky. Go stare up. Go for a moonlight hike. Just do all sorts of things, but go out there and appreciate that beauty.
Wow.
Oh, yes. All right. Indeed.
All right. Fantastic. Night skies. Dark skies. Ooh. No, it's great. It's beautiful. And I do think we are lucky here in Western Pima County to be able to see so much. It'd be great if we could see more. But compared to the city, my gosh. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Yep.
All right, more with Ranger Kate coming up here in just a few. It's Marshmallow Now. It's Be Kind featuring Halsey. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, Rod Wave, and Fight the Feeling. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. And Ranger Kate, she's from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. And we've been talking about dark skies. Ooh. And I hear you're going to get inspirational. You want to do a quote.
I want to do a quote. It's a great way to end the night sky talk.
Oh, can't wait for you to go for this one.
All right, here we go.
All right.
The quote is from Fridtjof Nansen, and it goes, "The starry sky is the truest friend in life. When you first become acquainted, it is ever there. It gives ever peace, ever reminds you that your restlessness, your doubt, your pains are passing trivialities. The universe is and will remain unshaken. Our opinions, our struggles, or sufferings are not so important and unique when all is said and done."
That is so true.
Oh.
That is a great one.
It's all deep and stuff.
That is all deep and stuff. All right. Speaking of deep topics and conversations, if I can speak, next month we're going to talk about summertime in the desert. And isn't it just stay away?
No.
Enjoy
it. It's all the reasons you should come and see it.
You should see
and enjoy it.
That's right. Well, it, summertime is unique. The desert is full of life. And even when it's 100 and something degrees outside, it is still sprawling with life. And it's just amazing. The desert is amazing.
It is.
It really
so,
is.
Yeah. So cool. That's our subject next month on Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. And if you missed any of the show, you can catch it on our website, ahoradio.org. I'll have this show posted within an hour. And then we have all the previous episodes of Ranger Talk as well. As always, it is so fun having you in, Ranger Kate.
Oh,
we love
you
having
so much.
You here. So
I'm so embarrassed. So
many compliments.
And we look forward to next month's edition. All right. Fantastic. All right, we're going to move on. More music for you on this TGI Friday. It's Scotty McCreery. It Matters to Her. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music.